Let's Recall Someone Who Once Won the Nobel Peace Prize. It is the holiday to honor Martin Luther King, and on this day we've been hearing of his legacy through the voices of young people. Our colleague Joanne Levine heard her 5-year-old son talking about King's life and death. So she began asking other parents in her son's class what their children were saying. This is what she found.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Miss Barnard.
This is a classroom at John Eaton Elementary School. It's a diverse public school in Washington, D.C., where my two children happen to go. For the last 2 weeks, one teacher has been telling her class about Martin Luther King, Jr.
Let's start with the poem about Dr. King that we learned. Wait a minute. Let's start together. Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, so here we go. When
Dr. King was little, he learned the golden rule.
Her name is Carolyn Barnhart, and she teaches pre-kindergarten.
I am a part of the Dr. Martin Luther King era. I know just about everything there is to know about him because I experienced it. And I have brought that with me to the children.
Barnhart came of age in 1950s South Carolina.
I experienced the white-only water fountains, the colored section in the bus station, the lunch counters. I remember not being able to sit there to eat lunch. And I went to the colored-only schools. I mean, it was all, everything was segregated. I was 6 years old when the Rosa Parks episode happened. And so I kind of sort of remember the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement as a little girl.
A little girl about the same age as the students she's teaching. They're black, white, Asian, and Arab, and they sit shoulder to shoulder every day.
My name is Emil. I know about Dr. King. He changed the laws so everybody with that skin could go everywhere they want.
My name is Graciela, and when Dr. King was little, he learned a golden rule from how to treat another.
My name is Jonah, and Rosa Parks was sitting on the front of the bus, and the police came, and she took her to jail.
I spoke with Jonah's mother, Andrea Hack.
Jonah, just out of the blue, started talking to me about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he told me how this Dr. King had a dream that changed the world. And I asked him, well, what was that dream? And he said it wasn't one where he was asleep. It was something he just hoped for.
Andrea Hack has lots of hopes for her son, Jonah. She's white. Jonah is black. His sister's 6-month-old twins are also white.
It has come up a few times. When the babies were born, he did mention he was wondering what color they were going to be.
Hack says learning about Dr. King has made her son recognize things about himself.
He said, and I'm a brown person. And I got tears in my eyes because I thought, this is now when my son now realizes about racism. And how do you talk to your child about that?
She knows that this is the beginning of a long conversation.
This is my son. You know, I don't want him to have any hardships, you know, but of course he will. And unfortunately, the color of his skin and the fact that we have different colors of skin is going to be a hardship. It's whether it's a minor hardship or a major one is, you know, yet to be seen. But it is, it's there. People see it.
Joanne Levine, NPR News, Washington.